Good morning, everyone. This is Dina from the Royal Blue Candle, and today's topic is on what is OCD. OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. It's a mental health condition that characterized by persistent, unwanted thoughts, which is obsessions, and repetitious behaviors or mental acts, which is the compulsion piece, that individuals feel driven to perform. These obsessions and compulsions can be time-consuming, cause significant distress, interfere with daily activities and relationship. So here are some key insight about OCD. One, obsession. These are intrusive thoughts, images, or urges that cause distress or anxiety. Common obsessions include fears of contamination, fears of harming oneself or others, a need for symmetry or order, and unwanted taboo thoughts. Compulsion. These are repetitious behaviors or mental acts that individuals perform in a response to their obsessions to reduce distress or prevent a feared event. Compulsion can include behaviors like excessive hand washing, checking or counting, or mental acts like praying or repeating words silently. The cycle of obsessions and compulsions. Well, people with OCD often experience a cycle where obsession triggers anxiety, leading to performance of compulsion to alleviate the anxiety temporarily. So this relief is short-lived and the cycle of repeats. Impact on daily life. OCD can significantly impact a person's quality of life. It can consume a lot of time and energy, leading to difficulties in work, school, and relationship. Individuals with OCD may also experience feelings of shame, guilt, or embarrassment about their symptoms. Treatment for that. OCD is a treatable condition. Treatment typically involves a combination of therapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, which is CBT, specifically tailored for OCD, and medication, often selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors called the SSRIs. In some cases, other therapeutic approaches like exposure and responsive prevention, which is ERP, may use. Prevalence. OCD affects people of all ages, including children and adults. It's an estimate about 1 or 2% of population will experience OCD at some point in their lives. The exact causes of OCD is not known, but it's a combination of genetic, neurological, behavioral, cognitive, and environmental factors likely to play a role. Now you can seek for help if you need to. If you or someone you know is experiencing some symptoms of OCD, it's very essential to seek help from a mental health professional. Early intervention and appropriate treatment can help manage symptoms and improve quality of life. So just remember, each individual experience with OCD is unique, and the treatment should be tailored to the specific needs of the person. It's important to approach OCD with empathy, understanding, and support. So there you have it. I have broken down what it means, and I hope this helps. Thank you so much for tuning in. You all have a great night. God bless and take care.